USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. If there are any casualties, that number's not known. The city has already been hard hit by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll there was more than 1,200. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, continued to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital city of Kyiv and kill its residents to take the city. China is reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
A police officer in Columbus, Ohio, has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting death of 16-year-old Makia Bryant. She was fatally wounded by Officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were called to Bryant's foster home on a report of a group of girls threatening to stab other housemates. The Justice Department is doing a review at the Columbus Police Department. A Wisconsin man with a long rap sheet is about to go on trial for allegedly running over people during a Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nervousness over Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused a fifth straight losing week for the Dow. The Dow closed Friday down 230 points, the Nasdaq off 286 points, the S&P 500 lost 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Children trying to enter the U.S. will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The change was announced late Friday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is no longer needed to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42. That policy was introduced in March 2020. Hang on to your wallets. USA's Chris Russell in the Northeast explains why.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning there could be another year of high inflation. Amid the uncertainty caused by the invasion of Ukraine, prices have soared at their fastest pace in 40 years over the last 12 months. The latest data from the Labor Department shows consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January of 1982.
About 6,500 Russians are stuck in Thailand due to sanctions issued after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Because credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian banks from their networks, Russians traveling abroad have been unable to pay their bills. Thai officials are searching to find cheap options for Russians who may need to stay in the country for a little longer and are extending visas for free for the next 30 days. You can listen to us anytime at our website. The web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.